I want to welcome again Dark Water Rising. Welcome, you guys.
Good to be here.
Good to have you here. So would you all please introduce yourselves?
My name is Corey Locklear. I'm guitar player for Dark Water Rising.
Okay.
I'm Aaron Locklear. I dabble on the drums.
Are you guys related?
No.
Probably distantly.
Last names are the same. Initials are the same. We pretty much look the same in a lot of certain ways, but we're not related that we know of.
That is really bizarre that you ended up in a band together. And Emily, you've been on the show before.
Yes,
welcome back.
I don't really think I need any introduction. But
we were in the parking lot, and someone came by and says, "Oh my God, that's Emily Mussolino."
Oh, that's fantastic. Your reputation precedes yourself.
And do you want to introduce your missing person who might arrive at any point?
Yes, it's Miss Charlie Lowry, who having some circumstances today, but she is on her way back and fighting through some rush hour traffic.
Well, I hope she makes it, but if she doesn't, we'll just have to listen to you guys. Now, who's going to be the spokesperson here and tell us how you guys got together and all that stuff?
I guess me or Corey, since we were only two members at the time of our genesis. You want to tell the story, or?
It started off as just, you know, some friends getting together to play some music. I just got an instrument, a guitar. Our bass player at the time, he wasn't our bass player at the time. He was going to be our bass player. Was just a friend. Came over with Aaron. Aaron and Charlie was already doing music together. It was more of a hip hop R&B. Aaron's also a beat master. In his former life, before he dabbled on the drums, he was a beat master. We actually lived together in 2005 in Durham, and I didn't even play an instrument, and Aaron had his Korg keyboard, and he would lay beats down. So
him
and Charlie had that together. They even had a project or two, I'm not for sure. And since we had instruments and loved music, we just got together and hammered out some terrible stuff.
Well, you don't have to play any of that.
I don't want to. I'm not even sure if I remember any of that stuff.
It would be good.
And it grew from there. I remember one night we were working on our first song. It was called Same Old Thing, and it came together. We sounded like a band. It sounded like a song. And when we got done, we looked at each other, and we were like, okay, there's something here.
We can do this, yeah.
And then Charlie, she's very good for getting you to buy it and then reeling you into something that is way more than she originally threw out there. So we had a three song. She had a very short set, maybe 15 minutes from what I remember. She's like, "You want to play?" Or ask the band. I was like, "Okay, we can learn three songs, right?" Then it turned into two sets. And that was more than we all bargained for, but we worked really hard. And after we got done with that show, I think we were all addicted to live music, playing in a band. And that's pretty much the show and what had to happen for us to get together, become a band, and get material and go out. And since then, we've just continued to go.
Fantastic. Well, you ready to play something for us?
Yeah, we're ready to hear it.
This is one of our new songs. Are we going to do Pack It Up first?
I guess so.
I think it's got... Yeah. It's about taking all the negative energy in your life and packing it up and then just letting it go.
Thank you.
there's fire on the other side. Sip, burn, burn, burn with hot, hot fever, feeling that I just can't hide. And I set free your mind from all your troubles and get the worries from your head. Cause I know where the grass is greener, and didn't you hear what I said? Pack it up. Pack it up. Pack it up. Closet and take out all your trash. To pick it up and then you haul it. Ain't nothing left is cash. And I said free your soul from all your struggles and give yourself a rest. Cause I know where the grass is greener, and girl, you know it got the best. Pack it up. Now pack it up. Then pack it up. Yeah. Ooh, hi, 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 hi,
fantastic. That sounded great, you guys.
Thanks. We're still trying to dial in our levels here.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Are we?
I feel like now I can hear the bass. I could not hear the bass. And I think
there's
you need
no
to.
Bass.
I thought you were saying there was too much bass.
I took my bass out, and that's why I just like completely put some treble in there.
I'm sorry.
That was fun.
My vocals? This is my guitar amp. Yeah, do you need it down?
Yeah, to the guitar. I can get your vocals.
You need more guitar.
I need more guitar.
Okay.
Said no sound person ever.
Yeah, so don't say that to me. I mean, you don't want to tell me that.
I'm hearing it, but your voice is overshadowing it.
If I back up like this, is that better?
Sing. Yeah, yes. All right. All right. Let's do another one. That was awesome.
Now that we've got our blank tab.
Yeah. I mean, we're enjoying it in the studio. I'm just worrying about, our later radio listeners and recordings for the future. So what's your next song?
We're going to do a song called Keep Running.
Keep Running. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I hate that Charlie didn't make it, so we'll just have to have you guys back on real soon when y'all can be here, all four of you. But right now, you haven't mentioned your website or anything, and we've only got like a minute left, so we want you to, not even a minute, so.
Just check us out, darkwaterhorizon.net, on Facebook, Twitter. We do have a fundraiser coming up for our next third album. Please be on the lookout for that. But if you Google Darkwater Rising, I'm sure you'll find us.
And did I see that you guys are playing at the Shikori Hills?
Yes, Shikori Hills, the Art of Cool, and on 420, we'll actually be at the back room at the Cradle.
Ooh, that's a good day to be there.
Yeah.
I might just have to check that. Yeah.
The Shikori Hills date is Thursday, May.
Yeah, they changed the date.
5th.
This year.
Yeah. And then the Art of Cool is the day after that, the Friday, May 6th at 10 p.m. at BU Cafe.
Fantastic. Well, you guys sound great, and thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And we're out.